AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The white police officer recorded on video pushing a black girl to the ground at a North Texas pool party and pulling his gun on other unarmed teens has resigned from the police force. McKinney Police Chief Greg Conley says Officer Eric Casebolt was out of control during the disturbance call, but also says he wasn't the only person who acted inappropriately.
I do not condone the actions of those individuals who violated the rules of the community, showed disrespect to the security person on scene, and to the officers who responded. However, we as a department are held to a high standard of action.
Politician-turned-lobbyist Dennis Hastert was cooperative at his arraignment in federal court in Chicago after being accused in a hush money scheme. Correspondent Nikki Mayo reports Hastert pleaded not guilty.
At the start of Tuesday's hearing, Hastert reached into a coat pocket and pulled out his passport, handing it over to his attorney, who turned it over to a court official. The former congressman was also ordered to have any firearms removed from his property by June 23rd and was also forbidden from having contact with victims or witnesses in the case.
A bill mandating vaccines for school children in California is advancing.
On a 12-6 vote with one abstention, the California Assembly Health Committee approved a bill that would mandate the vaccination of all school children. SB 277 would do away with the personal belief exemption that allows parents to send unvaccinated children to school. Last fall, a measles outbreak at Disneyland sickened more than 100 people in the U.S. and Mexico.
The AP's Mike Gracia. Still no luck locating the two killers who escaped from an upstate New York prison over the weekend, in spite of a reported sighting in Willsboro, New York. Bounty hunter Michael Roldan is among those joining the search.
I'm going to be looking at everybody close to them. You start with your three closest friends and kind of fan out from there.
This is AP Radio News. Cleveland beat the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night. Cavaliers coach David Blatt says even with a lead in the series, they need to play better.
We've worked very hard to get to this point, and you know we're gonna keep working hard. I thought we did some very good things tonight. I thought there were a lot of things that we could have done better.
They'll get a chance to do that in Game 4 on Thursday. In baseball, Giants rookie pitcher Chris Heston tossed a no-hitter last night against the Mets, a 5-0 game.
It's really exciting, you know, and try not to think about it. You know, it creeps in your mind a little bit there, you know, in the later innings, but just trying to stick to the game plan and, you know, attack the zone down and throw as many strikes as possible and let these guys work.
Just in from Egypt, officials say a suicide bomber has targeted the ancient Karnak Temple in Luxor. No word yet on any damage there. Los Angeles Nokia Theater is being renamed. Next time you watch an award show from there, it'll be called the Microsoft Theater. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.